You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So came home. So he was hungry and tired. So now Yaakov Avinu Shalom offered him a deal. If you sell me your first right born, so then I give you a bowl of lentil. So first of all, obviously it's a very expensive bowl of lentil, you know, to be exchanged with first right born. And the other question here is, how did Yaakov Avinu came up with this idea? You can ask him, give me $1,000. No? You follow? What did he, you know, see in this moment to take advantage of his first right born?
He's always in competition to be the first one, even before they came out.
Yaakov Avinu cared? Well, what would he gain if he's a firstborn? What significance does it have?
Firstborn at that time was Kohen.
Ah, Chazak Yavaro. Ah, so before the Kohanim, they would be serving in Mishkan, and later in Beit HaMikdash, the service was obligation of the firstborn. And some say that would come back. That means there's an idea that the firstborn will be serving in the Beit HaMikdash. So amen.
Amen.
I mean, with the Kohanim, with that Hashem together. Yeah. So now here we see, it's an interesting point, because where Ibrahim went to the Rabbanim to see why she's having pain. So what did they tell her?
It's two nations,
and what's the qualification of the nations?
One is, it's
like,
one of them is going to serve the younger.
Beautiful. It says, Rav Ya'avod Tzair, right? Rav Ya'avod Tzair.
The older is
going to
serve the younger.
Right. So now, if Esav is asking that Yaakov to serve him, is he able to serve him?
No.
Why? That's what he asked for. He said, pour the lentil soup in my throat. Is he able to serve him? No, you just said, what did the Rabbanim told Rivka? Rav Ya'avod Tzair. Who is Tzair? Who is Rav here?
Tzair is Yaakov, but he hasn't made the deal yet.
Yeah, exactly. So if the prophecy is that the Rav should serve the Tzair, now here Esav is older, right? So Yaakov is the younger, so it doesn't work. So for Yaakov to be able to serve Esav, what should he do? So now he has to take the first right born, the right of the firstborn from him, so he'd be able to serve him. So that's why he came up with this idea. Because when Esav is asking him to serve him, so I can't. How can I serve you? Because you're the older and the younger. So now, to be able for me to serve you, then you cannot be first one anymore.
Then who about this prophecy? The Buz?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, the mother, you know, informed Yaakov at least. Right? So now, here it says that when he exchanged his firstborn right with the lentil soup, it says that he ate And what did he do afterwards? Did he say Beracha? Did he say Beracha? No? He ate bread also, right?
Yes.
Why I couldn't give him bread? He only said, give me a bowl of soup. How can I give him bread too? He says he ate bread too. He gave him lentil soup with the bread.
It was a simcha party. He bought the first bread.
Ah, that's why.
two pieces, two kinds of foods.
Why?
To make sure that Pinyan is popular, because if he was going to get this with the pressure of being angry, the Pinyan would not take place.
Angry?
Yeah, because he was starving.
Angry people, they don't eat bread or they don't eat bread?
No, they cannot sign deal in the middle of the
Angry people?
Hungry.
Hungry or angry?
Hungry, I don't know what hungry, I
don't say. Oh, hungry people. But he ate a bowl of soup.
No, but the soup is not enough. It's just, he sold the soup for this Behoah.
Okay.
He was trying to sell for the Behoah, he would not come because he was under pressure when he was selling it. You could say after, I regret, when under pressure, you took it from me by pressure. So he gave him the bread.
But who said if somebody is under the pressure, the deal is not valid? Where does it say such a thing?
In the Gemara that...
pressure? No, there's no such a thing.
Making deal under pressure,
it doesn't come. No, there's no such a halacha.
Yes.
No, there's no such a halacha.
Okay.
No. So now, the Gemara brings actually that there's a sickness called bulimus. So what does that mean? If somebody, like let's say, in the desert, and he's worn out, and he's not in the right state of mind, right? So if he makes a contract, he's not well, because he's sick. So if he signed a contract, so then the contract would not be valid. So now, what did Yaakov do? He gave him bread. What does that mean? Because if you're sick, you cannot eat bread. So if he ate bread, so that means he's well. So this way, the contract will be valid. So that's why he gave him the bread. So now, obviously the question is, when he ate the soup, as far as his firstborn right, how did he feel? Did he have any value for it?
No.
No? So what happened afterwards?
Before he had a little value.
Yeah, but he gave it away with a bowl of soup.
You see, he said, I'm dying. It's what's it gonna do for me if I'm dying?
It has some value, but...
No, but he says no. He disgraced it. He ate, he drank, and he went out. He even didn't kiss the mezuzah. He went out, you know.
But later he changed his mind.
When?
Later.
When?
Because down below he knew there was a...
No, at this moment he has no care. He has no care.
Yeah, because he's hungry.
No, he ate. He ate, he's satisfied, and then he said, so what? He went, he left.
It still doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I have a question for you. 48 years later, at age of 15 this happened, 48 years later, we see he comes to his Abba's tent, right? And then he's informed that his brother took the blessing. What was it? 48 years. Yeah, 48 years later. So what was his reaction when he found out?
He cared.
What did he do?
He stole his
What was his reaction?
He
started crying, screaming, and giving Mishabarach to Yaakov Avinu. 48 years before, you even didn't care. You ate the soup and that's it. 48 years passed. Now he, after 48 years, wow, you know what he did to me? He stole my first right born. He took my bracha. What do you mean? You know, he even didn't care. He even didn't care. What happened now? What happened?
He went to kill
him. Huh? I know, but how come his status changed? You follow? At age of 15, he didn't care at all, at all. 48 years later, all of a sudden, he's shaking, you know, he's regretting, he's crying, he's screaming.
He realized he got some sense into him after a while, what the value of the Hawaiians.
Ah, you woke up, but it took 48 years. Now, you have time for another question? Yeah. You know, it's very interesting that when Chava ate from, I think Stapler talks about this, that he ate from the Etz Hadaat, so he gave it to her husband, right? Yeah, to Adam. Yeah. Why?
She didn't want to be alone in the sin.
Right, so, no, but why? So she decided that he should eat because she realized that she's going to die, right? Yes?
Yes, she didn't want Adam to have another wife.
Ah, good, very good. So now, you have to explain to me what happened that she ate. But what made her convinced to eat?
Nachash pushed.
Pushed, and then?
And nothing says to see.
So nothing is going to happen, right? So now, if she ate and she was convinced that nothing is going to happen, what happened all of a sudden? She ate, now she's giving the same fruit that she ate to her husband that she's afraid that she's going to die. But before, she was sure she's not going to die. You understand? What happened? Her estate is exactly the same story of Esav. He didn't care that he's a firstborn or not. All of a sudden, you see, wow, he woke up. Just like Chava. Nachash pushes her, says, no, you're not going to die. She ate. All of a sudden, wait, what am I going to do? I'm going to die. So, you know, he has to eat because he's going to marry somebody else. What happened? You understand?
It's always like that after seeing people like
that. You know, it's unbelievable pattern that Yetzer Hara has. You know, you can fall in a desire that is only maybe takes 1 second, 2 seconds, not more, that's it. 2 seconds, it's done. Then you regret another 10 years. So why did I do it? Why did I do it? And that moment, You have no awareness that, you know, what's going to happen after I'm satisfied. I ate, whatever I did, you know. It only took 2 seconds. 2 seconds, not more. But then you come to yourself, why did I do this? And here you see the same story with the son. He just gave it away. That, what does it mean? That means his whole Olam Haba, whole mitzvot, credit, you know, his importance, that he's the firstborn. So, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Give me the soup, you take it. And then 48 years later, you see, he's not the same human being. He's crying. He's screaming. What happened? And same thing with Chava. She was totally convinced that nothing's going to go wrong. But all of a sudden, when she ate it, she said, ay, 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 why did I do this? And that's how it is in life. That, unfortunately, when you don't think twice, and then you fall in the trap, and you say, why did I do this? But before that you fall in the trap, just say, okay, you know, you live once. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? And that's the sneakiest pattern that Yetzer Hara has. convinces you, don't worry, it's okay, it's okay. And then all of a sudden, you get electrocuted. So why did I do this? I remember an interesting story about the Admor. He used to go every morning to the mikveh, but it was a special mikveh. He would break the ice, and then he would go inside. One time his grandson, noticed that his grandfather gets up early in the morning. He said, I want to come with you. He said, no, you should not come with me. He said, I want to see what you do. He said, okay. So they get to the place that he used it as a mikveh. He broke the ice. He went in and he just came out. So the grandson put his thumb in the water, like this. This is shaking. So the grandfather looked at him saying, I want to teach you a lesson you should always remember. That there's what's the difference between commit a sin or a mitzvah? So he told them, the difference here is when one commits a avera at the beginning, right? When we commit the avera, he says, and then later he says, ooh. But when you go to mikveh, first you go, ooh, and then when you come out, you say, Don't forget this for the rest of your life. That's how it is. That unfortunately, it's all right, give you a nice and then you start, the rest of your life is better to do a little bit of and then for the rest of your life say
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.